beat them blue, son. Let me get down and straight D chord there.
We have some sign posters that we freshly signed, and some our one that we won the Grammy for 2003, Legacy, 3-CD set. Well, actually, we got several things over there in the lighted building where all the recordings are.
I'm out of tune, David. Wait a minute. Stomped my foot too much and it got it out of tune while I had it laid down there. You said sitting on top of the world, is that what that meant?
Yeah, is that a good one?
Yeah. I'm going to let you crank that off at your own discretion there. I'm going to tell them a little story here before we get into this song. When my sister Ethel, she had that old handicap like I've got, only her blindness was glaucoma, and mine was an accident at birth that happened by the midwife. Her eye drops were contaminated. That's the truth, what the good doctor told me. I don't know how they could tell, David, but they looked at my eyes under microscopes and said that's what did it. Anyway, my sister was 7, and I was 17. I was 10 years older than she was. And I used to climb the way that had cut and trimmed the cherry trees till I could climb and pick the good old mountain sour cherries. Some of you are familiar with them. True, where the trees haven't died out. I climbed up about 20 feet, and there was a good sitting place up there. And I was a picking cherries. I'd already sent a couple of pecks I'd let down on a rope in the house by my older sister. And my little 7-year-old sister came over to that under the tree and said, "Arthel, throw me down a tag of cherries." And I said, "Honey, if I do, they'll get sand all over them and they'll shell off anyway. You couldn't find them all. Tell you what, this rope's a big old rope. I'll make you a swing like in it. And you sit down in there now and hang on with both hands, and I'll bring you up here, and I'll set you on my knee and pull a limb in, and you can eat all the cherries you want." It was 20 feet up from the ground, and when I got her up there, she was real quiet for a few minutes. And then she said, "You know, I've often wondered what it would be like to be up in a tree like you get to do and pick cherries, and now I know what it feels like, the sway of the tree, the wind and the leaves around my head. Is so wonderful. It's like being on top of the world."